Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. My name is Brian Freed, and thank you, everybody, for joining us. We have Mark Alessi. He's the executive director from the Long Island Angel Network. I had to go to my hometown to find an angel, but we found him, and I know he has plenty of information to share to the listeners out there tonight. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, Brian. Good evening. How are you?
Doing fantastic. This is my favorite night of the week. I'm very excited to be on the air with you, and I'm telling you, we've been doing this show since November of 09, and I've had so many requests for angel investors, and I'm happy to finally have somebody on that's able to share all the information that you can with the listeners tonight, because I know they have a lot of questions. I mean, we've had seed capital type of people. We've had the Small Business Administration on, the SBDC, which is the Small Business Development Center. We've had SCORE on. We've had a lot of different people to kind of help us out with how to raise money and when to raise money and so forth, but nobody from your angle, and we definitely need your information tonight. So thank you for joining us. If you can spend a moment and just let the listeners out there know who you are.
Sure. Again, my name is Mark Alessi. I am a newly minted executive director for the Long Island Angel Network. I joined the network back in May, although I've been dealing with them since December of last year. But I took on the role of executive director to try to increase our deal flow and to increase our membership. And
so you're really earning your wings, huh?
I am. My background, I've always been an entrepreneur. I ended up, I'm also an attorney. I ended up serving in the New York State Legislature for a number of years. And one of my main policy areas became job creation and the innovation economy. And I traveled throughout New York State, and I ended up traveling the United States and actually worldwide on innovation economy issues, on how to incentivize the creation of a company, or the technology transfer from taking a patent out of a lab, for example, and bringing it to market. And I realized that that's what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And the financing of those opportunities is an integral part of that. So this is a natural fit for me to get involved with the Angel Network while I get involved with a number of my own startups.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. So if you can kind of give us an idea of what an angel investor actually is.
Sure. Well, typically, I would say the larger demographic of angel investors nationwide are former entrepreneurs themselves or current entrepreneurs that have been successful, have started a company or two or three, have done well for themselves, and are looking to get involved with a number of companies at a very personal level. So the incentive, usually, one, they want a return on investment. That's very important. But they want to help the entrepreneur because they understand the mindset of an entrepreneur. They understand the drive and the passion and the excitement of taking from nothing and creating something and then creating value in that something and creating wealth and changing people's lives with your product. It's a very exciting endeavor, and once you've done it, you're hooked. And then the third piece, and this is true for the Long Island Angel Network, oftentimes there's a geocentric pride for your local community, and you realize that there is an opportunity for economic development. So helping the entrepreneur, getting a return on investment, and helping your local community is really what is the drive of an entrepreneur, and it's usually somebody that understands business and has money to invest.
So talking to the inventors out there, it may not necessarily be a business that ends up, you know, doing something in a lab or taking a business and actually, you know, a service type of business. But let's say an individual product, Mark. Is that something that somebody would go to an angel for?
You can. You know, if you have a product, usually one of the things that any investor would want to look at, whether it's a angel investor or if you're eventually getting to the point where you're looking for some venture capital, they want to see a product that has a certain level of protection, so that a freedom of competition to a certain extent. So if you have a patented product and you'll have a corner on the market with that product, and a market analysis determines that there is definitely a need for that product, there's money to be made, then you don't have to be an IT company to get angel investment. You just have to have the right business plan. Basically, an angel investor looks for a 10x return to a 30x return. And that's not percentage. That's 10 times what they invest they want back in 3 to 5 years. And that sounds, to some people that haven't been involved with the process, like a very, very high return, which it is, but it's because there's an enormous amount of risk in this level of financing and the beginning of a company.
Okay.
And they take a very active role in the company.
Mark, I want to ask you something, though, because,
Yeah. You
know, typically inventors are at a point where they have to make a decision. They got their prototype done. They've done their due diligence with intellectual property. Some are patent pending. Some are patented. Some are design patents. I mean, they've been going through the listeners out there. But then they bring it to a point where they say, you know what? It's time for me to make a decision. Do I need to manufacture my product and basically start my own business and look for money? Or if I have it, fine. If I need it, where do I go? Or do I end up licensing it? And thinking about an angel investor, just kind of figuring out, what is it that I come to you for? Do I come to you for the money? And is it just a particular product if I have a kitchen gadget, let's say? Or is it a kitchen gadget that turns out to be a line of product that can expand, and that's something almost like a real business, you know? Or is it just the product? And is it also licensing and also manufacturing?
Well, see, the one thing about going with an angel investor early on, more than any other level of investment, is you're going to get somebody that's been through it, has started a company. Like I said, the large demographic of angel investors have done startups before themselves and started from scratch and had to go get financing and know what it's like. But the difference that what you get when you go with an angel investor is you get somebody that, one, has a vested interest. They have a very personal relationship with you. It's not that they're buying some stock on a public exchange. They know you. They're usually investing in you more than the product. Most angel investors and venture capitalists, when they're investing private equity, they're more displaying a confidence in the management team, that they like them, that they think they're honest people, that they think they've got a very strong drive, and that they're going to succeed. So most angel investors say, I'd rather have a B product and an A management team as opposed to an A product and a B management team. So they're going to believe in you, and
yeah,
they're going to want you to succeed. So when you have a kitchen gadget and you have a certain business plan, when you have that intimate relationship with an investor that really wants to succeed, you're going to get their experience. So there might be channels of distribution that they can open up to you, that they're going to try to run through walls for you. They may have made some mistakes in the past that they can pass on some experience so that you don't make those same mistakes. So you're not only getting funding, you're getting experience, and you're getting another a support team. So when
yeah,
you're looking at your investors, don't just look for the money. Look for the experience that they bring to the table, and just make sure you feel comfortable with them, because you're going to have a relationship, and it has to be a relationship of trust.
It sounds like, you ever watch Shark Tank, Mark?
I've watched it.
I've had Kevin Harrington on our show in
yeah,
the past. He was on here. But do you look at that show, Shark Tank, as angel investors?
No. When I look, yes and no. A similar model, like I guess they ramp up the most devastating part of angel investing or any investments. You could, first of all, an entrepreneur really has to believe in their product and not take no for an answer from anybody. But no matter how great the idea and no matter how great the product, sometimes it just comes down to the numbers. An angel investor has to get a 10x to a 30x return within 3 to 5 years.
Right.
And your priorities have to be in alignment with the angel investor. So if you want to create a lifestyle company and say, well, I plan to run this company for the next 30 years of my life, I'm not looking to sell it in 3 to 5 years. Well, then you have to come up with a plan to get that angel investor his exit or her exit.
Right, and we're going to talk about that for sure. Tell me, Mark, just kind of in a nutshell, what is or who is an angel?
Well, an angel investor is, to join our network, for example, and most angel networks, in order to be able to pitch somebody for their private equity, if you're not being traded on a public exchange, by law, the SEC requires that you're, if they're not friends and family, if they're not somebody you personally know, you can't pitch somebody with your business idea and ask them for money unless they're an accredited investor. And that's defined as somebody that has $1 million in assets, not including their primary residence, or they make $200,000 a year as a single investor or a single person, or $300,000 a year as a married couple. And if they meet those criteria, they're an accredited investor, and even if they don't belong to an angel network, they have the ability to be an angel investor. So you have individual angel investors or people of means that are looking to invest in companies and be involved with this process.
Okay,
that
and
might
a
not
network,
be part of a network.
And a network is all of you together kind of forming a group and evaluating the opportunity.
Well, the benefit of joining a network if you're an angel investor is instead of looking at 200 business plans a month, it goes into a funnel. And because, again, it is a very specific formula. I keep going back to that 10x return.
Yep.
And we can get the best business plans within for the angel investors.
Okay. We have plenty more. We have Mark Alessi. He's the executive director of the Long Island Angel Network, an angel investor, giving us all the information he can tonight on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to WSRadio.com/barter. That's WSRadio.com/barter.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With Audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570.